The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm the announcer, and Eric is the host. But they name the show after the host, so you have no idea who I am, do you?
Well, do you?
Mommy? Papa? Do you know who I am?
Mommy?
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Beginning today's program, before we get to our other guests, we have a friend of mine. Many of you know him. Jim Daly heads up Focus on the Family. Jim, welcome to the program.
Eric, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much. Where do you buy your handkerchiefs? That's the first question.
I just use the same one over and over. I'm just fatigued. I can't be bothered. I have to tell you, what you all did in New York a year ago, we are both very, very vocal in the pro-life movement. We believe that the children in their mother's wombs deserve to be born. They deserve to get a chance to breathe and to live. And Focus on the Family, you've been at the forefront of that for so many decades, first with Dr. Dobson and now with you. You take this very seriously. And a year ago, you did something really special, an event here in New York City in Times Square. Obviously now, because of the COVID wackiness, you have something else going on. So it's September 26th. Please tell us about this.
Yeah, it's coming up this Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be an online streamed event, and we're going to have great speakers, many people you know. Benjamin Watson and Jeannie Mancini will co-host the event, and Melissa Odom, abortion survivor, along with Candace Owens and many others will give very short presentations. And the crescendo of the event is watching a 4D ultrasound of a baby in the third trimester. And Eric, you know, the message that I felt the Lord laying on my heart was real simple. Show them the baby. It's hard to support taking the life of a child. Just like a woman who's abortion-minded, who goes into a clinic and sees the ultrasound for the first time, oftentimes more than 50% of those women will choose life. I think the culture is very much the same. When they see the baby, this, you know, moving, thumb sucking, arm waving baby inside the womb, you can't deny its humanity. And that's the goal of the presentation, is really to show them the baby and put some of that intellectual rigor around it, why we've got to stop killing our children in the womb.
Well, this is part of the irony of the times in which we live, right? You have usually people who are radically pro-abortion throw around terms accusing folks like us of being anti-science or something absurd like that, which is just, it's so stupid, but they say it over and over and over again. Here, it's just the opposite. We're talking about the science and the facts, and we're saying, do you dare to face the facts? This is the reality. Take a peek. Look, we dare you. When you see this, your heart will be touched. It's not just your mind, your heart will be touched. And I think it's vital that we push on this score and that we show that this is real, that this is a human being no different than you or me or anyone listening or watching this program right now. That to me is what's so amazing, is when you begin to think of it in those terms. And so what you did a year ago and what you're doing again, September 26th, that's this weekend, holy cow, 8 p.m. Eastern time, it's called See Life, that's S-E-E, not S-E-A, See Life 2020. And what is the way to find this, Jim?
The easiest way is to go to the Focus on the Family Facebook page. People can stream it from there, or they can go to the focusonthefamily.com webpage, and there'll be direction on how to find it. But, you know, Eric, you're so right. When you look at the COVID situation and, you know, obviously nearing 200,000 deaths, that's horrific. But when you look at the abortion issue and the number of human beings taken out by abortion, it's reaching 63 million. and the duplicity of those on the other side in that regard. Certainly, you know, I lost a friend to the COVID crisis. But at the same time, when you look at what abortion has done, I saw a stat the other day, Eric, that's unbelievable. When you look at Black Lives Matters, just the statement, not the movement. Yes, Black Lives Matter. But when you look at abortion, abortion takes more Black lives than all other things that Black people die from every year combined. There's more Black abortion than cancer, heart attacks, suicide, violence, more Black children are dying from abortion than all Black people die from everything else combined in a given year. Think of that. It's also the only minority that's on the descent, on the decline. All other minorities in America are going up in terms of percentage of population. The Black population is going down. And I think I know why.
Look, there's no question. This is, again, we're just dealing in facts. Planned Parenthood is a business. They make profit off of abortion. That's how they make, that's their business model. When you talk to people like Abby Johnson and others, they were told, they have been told, they're being told today, you need to push this product, the product of taking a human life in her mother's womb. That's how they make money. And they target Black urban communities because they know that the people there are vulnerable, that they are not as well. I would say most of them don't have the kinds of options and choices. And so they target these vulnerable women, many of whom do not have men standing by them. And they very opportunistically do this to make money and consequently take Black lives out of the equation, out of the population. This is just a fact. And we should be able to at least talk about this. We know that Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was such a racist that she did this intentionally. In other words, she cared less about making money than about actually getting rid of Black lives. And she has been the hero of Planned Parenthood and that whole world for decades and decades. This is a reality. We're finally beginning to see it. But on the positive side of things, Jim, we're finally beginning to see the science in a way that we couldn't. I mean, 50 years ago, when you said it's a blob, it's a bunch of cells in the womb, it was hard to argue. Now, the facts couldn't, it just couldn't be clearer.
It's so true, Eric, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank the Lord for the scientists at GE that created the ultrasound where you could look into the womb. It does great therapeutic work and diagnostic work for doctors, but it also clearly shows a baby in the womb growing. You know, somebody said to me, this little boy who's 12 years old heard about what we're doing on Saturday night and wanted to jump in and join. He called all of his friends and the parents of those friends and asked them to support his effort to raise $30,000. And he brought me to Focus. He brought a pouch of the first installment of $3,000, this 12-year-old, and said, you know, Mr. Jim, the way I see it, if I had an apple seed in my hand, I would not say it's not an apple tree someday. It's still an apple seed. And I'm saying, wow, where does this boy get this wisdom? That's exactly the point. All a human being needs is time and nourishment to grow inside the womb. It is fully human. Right when that first cell is born, it has all the unique genetic traits that they would find in 23andMe. It's human from the get-go.
See, that to me is the key also. When we're talking about science, we can now look very clearly, okay? And when a woman says, my body, my choice, it can't be your body because it has completely different DNA
Correct.
Than you do. There are right. two human beings, each with unique DNA. When you think about that, and what we can tell from DNA today, you know, we can tell so much. We're in a new world, and we need to be real about it. And this is not about, you know, pitting mother against the baby, but it's to make the mother see that that baby is you. That baby is you once were just like yeah. that. And don't deprive yourself of the joy of bringing a life into the world. Jim, we're out of time. I just want to be clear. This is this Saturday, the 26th of September, 8 p.m. And you said Focus on the Family website and Focus on the Family Facebook page are the best places to find it.
Correct. That'll be the easiest place to get direction.
And Focus on the Family, what is the, is it FOTF.com or what is that?
FocusOnTheFamily.org or the Facebook, Focus on the Family Facebook page.
Okay, FocusOnTheFamily.org. Jim Daly, my friend, we're just thrilled that you did this. Thanks for coming on to tell my audience about it. We're just, we're proud of you, and we hope it's a tremendous success. Many more lives come into this world as a result. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Bye now.
I like birds on high, then straight to a... If I want to be a dreamer, let me, don't break.
Vicky Carr is my guest. Vicky, you were just talking about, it's so beautiful to see the way you've integrated your faith into your whole life, which is the whole point of faith, right? And that you're singing,
right.
You see your singing as an extension of your Christian faith. And I find it interesting because you talked about, you know, you got your start in the church. Many singers get their start in the church, mm-hmm. but many of them don't stay there or don't stay focused. They basically kind of go off and become something else. But you always stayed centered, and faith from the beginning till today has been
right.
the center of your life.
And even more so now, especially with everything that's going on. I mean, I was blessed. God has a road for us. We meander one way and the other, but he has the strength to bring us right back, and he'll forgive us. We're never alone. I feel so sorry for people that commit suicide. They are so alone. They have nothing or no one to believe in that can help them. And what are you going to do? All I do is pray. I pray for them. I pray for conversion for them. You were asking me about prayer. It has been in my life, my entire life. My grandfather, who coincidentally was fired by my dad, who was in construction because he was working harder than the workers. So grandpa goes and he gets a job at San Gabriel Mission digging graves. When he passed away, he was such a holy man. He had five priests. And they said to me, they said to everybody, if you're crying, don't cry for Don Francisco. He doesn't need your tears. Cry for yourselves because you haven't led the life that he did. And so that's how I was brought up. We had to go to grandpa's and do the rosary every night. My dad would say, okay, Chuck, Frank, Tom, Florence, go to grandpa's. I said, Dad, we have to kneel on the wooden floor. Go. So that was how I was brought up. It was not if I was going to do it, it's when. And my dad and my mother had, when they passed away, they had very spiritual experiences. And
what do you mean? In other words, I guess what you mean, people can have a good death in the sense that if you know you're going into the arms of Jesus, it's something beautiful. It's sad for the people left behind. But when you know where you're going, it kind of changes things. And so it's so wonderful to hear that you have that in your family. Vicky, go ahead.
It was just so mystical because my mom came to stay with me 1 month. And it was a big fight with my brothers and sisters because they didn't want from California for her to come to Texas. Well, I was born in Texas. The same midwife that delivered my father delivered me in a very humble home. And the midwife had told my mother that I was born with like a veil over my face. She said, this child is going to be very special. So when my mom was with me here, she was always doing the rosary. And my housekeeper said, because mom never told me this. She said, my mother to the housekeeper said, do you see the beautiful lady? And so Rosario looks around. He goes, no, I don't see anything. He says, she's right there standing next to you. She's dressed in blue. And she died in the ambulance as I was taking her. She only was with me a month. But her feeling was, you kids have had me all your lives. Vicky's been gone since she was 18. And it kind of was roundabout going back to where we started. And my dad was in the hospital, and he had a Sacred Heart big poster on his door. And I had been with him for 4 months praying and being with him. And then my husband, who was a doctor, who I also just lost in December, said, baby, says, come on home. Because he was on hospice, which I do not believe in. And that's another story. And I came home. And I had been praying and praying and praying for, to help my dad, to help my dad, to help my dad. And then at the end of that rosary, what I said was, you know what, God, not my will, but thy will be done. And he died.
I mean, I hear stories like this all the time. People need to know that if you put your life in God's hands, it changes everything. Your fear of death goes away. I want to say, I know we've just got a couple of minutes, Vicky, but look, you've performed for so many U.S. presidents. It's amazing. Even more amazing to my mind is that you performed for Queen Elizabeth at the Royal Albert.
Before any president.
I mean, but this idea of performing at the Royal Albert Hall for the Queen of England. But it seems to me that your faith has kept you grounded and humble. And you see so many people in show business who just drift off and they are so lost. They have everything, money and fame, and they're so lost. And God has just kept you so grounded. Yeah. It's amazing to me.
Well, I'm thankful to God, and I cannot tell you how many people I have praying for me. So prayer always helps, you know, especially with the COVID. My fans, everybody's making novenas for me. Everybody has me with the nuns. So there's obviously more I'm going to do. More I'm going to do. I'm going to be doing something more. I don't know exactly what it is, but whenever I question or I cry, it's a little voice that just tells me, have I ever let you down? And.
Well, I mean, you really seem so vibrant and young. I cannot doubt that you've got a lot that you're going to do. I would look forward so much to meeting you in person, of course.
Same here.
Strange same times. Here. We have to do these things, they say, virtually. But it really would be a joy to get to see you sing in person. I imagine you're still doing that.
Well, I can't really do it anywhere, but I am working on the idea of possibly doing a gospel album, at which a bishop keeps calling. He says, Vicky, how's the album going? I'm praying.
I want to talk to you about that album. And I want you to, is this book going to come out? We don't have much time. I need to know.
Well, we're doing it like this. It's going to be a visual. Because the only way to get the sense of humor is to see telling the story. And what they're doing, they being my nieces and my nephews, they're going to do it. They're professional. One worked at Fox News Sports. Right. They're going to make a list of questions and try to keep me focused, which you also try to do. And you can see it's very difficult.
This is an 11-minute segment, so we've just got less than a minute left. You've got to do that, Vicky. You've got to do the book. And listen, if you can sing at some point, the COVID lunacy is going to go away and you'll get to sing in person again. And I would look forward to being there. I don't know if you ever get to New York and where you would sing.
I used to.
Well, now what are you doing?
I sang at Carnegie Hall. I did the 25th anniversary of Judy Garland. And it was Lorna who called me, who wanted me to participate.
Lorna and Liza never call me. I just want to tell you, I'm not hurt. I'm not hurt, but I'm still waiting for a phone call. Listen, we really are out of time. It kills me. It's a joy, just a joy to get to know you a little bit and to share you with my fortunate audience. This is going to be continued as soon as you like, but when your book comes out or whatever version of the book comes out, and certainly when the album comes out. Vicky Carr, thank you, and God bless you. Just a joy.
Well, God bless you, and God bless the United States, because we really need it.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. What a joy.
Thanks, Vicky.
It's going to be fun, but I'm just...
I know I'll be strong.
Hi, folks. These uncertain times can cause uncertain gut slowdown. Worry and fear can wreak havoc on our digestion, making it hard to feel optimum. Bloating, less energy, and occasional constipation can slow you down in your daily activity. Try Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. Life Change Tea can help get things moving so you can get that boost of energy you need. Life Change Tea helps protect and defend your health from intruders. It's a weird time right now with all the uncertainty, so gear up and defend your health. Where do you go to purchase? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. The specials are on the front page, and we have numerous supplements to help combat intruders. It's time to take charge of our health and to feel better in life. It's time to live. Again, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. It is so worth it. Getthetea.com.
Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with My Pillow. You may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are, and I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to MyPillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high-quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you.
Come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a
ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Eric Metaxas Show. I apologize in advance for the views of the host, but here's the good news. I interview people who are not me. For example, Dennis Prager. Dennis, can I interview you right now? You're a fellow Salem host. Can we talk?
I am you.
Oh.
You said you interview people who are not you. I am you.
We have similar views. I'm a goy. You're
ladies
not a goy.
And gentlemen, I am Eric Metaxas.
Yes, you're a friend, and we think similarly, which is scary, which is why they have to keep us separated. But the point is that you and I like to talk about current events, and it just so happens we are both in a film called Trump 2024. People can go to salemnow.com. If you use my code Eric, they give you a 20%
discount on the film, salemnow.com. The film is Trump 2024. Now, Dennis, we're both in the film, but you know, the title Trump 2024, I think, is unnecessarily frightening to Trump haters because they think this means that he's going to run again in 2024. Don't you think that that's possible that people are thinking that?
I think that the people who hate Donald Trump, I don't mean differ with him, but hate him, would believe anything. If the title were Emperor Trump,
yeah,
they would believe that we are making a movie about an emperor, that we are reconstituting the Holy Roman Empire.
Right. You know what? This is a great idea. I love the idea of that. When I was at the convention, I'm always the one trying to chant 8 more years just to freak people out, but it doesn't catch on. It doesn't catch on. So, but Dennis, the reason we both appeared in Trump 2024, obviously, since I know you, I can speak for you, that we really feel that this is the most important election of our lifetimes because we have, in a sense, pushed things. It's kind of like when you're running out of gas and you're on fumes, you can't pretend that you still have a quarter tank of gas. You're in trouble. You need to make some decisions. I think that's why both of us feel urgently about this election. Perhaps you will add to that.
I like your analogy to the car with fumes. America is running on the fumes of its value system. That is correct. And by the way, its value system, I have defined. I don't like talking in any generalized way without specifics. The American Trinity is our value system. I gave it the name, but I didn't make up the values. They're on every coin, every bill. Liberty, e pluribus unum, and God we trust. The left hates all three of them. This is the undoing of America is on the ballot. I never engage in hyperbole. The only other time I ever said this is the most important election of our lifetime was the last election. I was sure that this would not be the most important, but it turns out it is. It's not about Trump. It is not about Biden. It is a referendum on America.
Well, again, as I've said many times, I'm very sorry to agree with that point of view because I so wish it weren't the case. I so wish that it were, you know, 1984 or something like that, where we still had a lot of gas in the tank. But it does seem to me that the left, with the, you know, sloppiness and laziness and lack of courage on the right, has brought us to the edge of the cliff where we've really got to either pull back or we go over, and it's game over. It's a long way down. It's not like we can crawl back up in the next election or 10. It would be over. That's always my argument, and it's why I'm fascinated with the so-called Never Trumpers who claim to care about conservative values but don't seem to understand that we will never get to talk about them again. They seem to live in a world where it doesn't matter who becomes Supreme Court justice. It doesn't matter if you have 4 years, not just of a, in this case, a cipher, a Potemkin, one man Potemkin village, but you have an entire administration that's going to be pushing us away from the values that we know are necessary. What do you suppose, because I know you've thought of this, what do you suppose those folks are really thinking? Are they just missing something, a huge blind spot? How can they believe it's possible to survive 4 years of somebody like a Clinton or a Biden?
It so interests me that you said that. We just opened up by saying how similarly we think. We not only think similarly, we're stupefied similarly, which is really fascinating because I'm sure when you said it, you thought maybe Dennis does have an explanation.
I was hoping.
Dennis does not. Do you know that I debated Bret Stephens? He wrote a column against me. I wrote a column in response. He invited me onto the New York Times a website to do a Facebook debate. And I don't understand how George Will, Jonah Goldberg, and Brett Stephens. I mean, these are three people I know love this country. They don't understand with all their intelligence what is at stake. Who cares about Trump's personality?
Listen, we're going to go to break here, and we will just continue. This is very important. By the way, folks, go to salemnow.com. Trump 2024 is there. If you use the code Eric, you get a discount. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. People often ask me the question, can you tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain? Well, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's right. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching from four different angles, may very well be why so many people find such wonderful relief. It's my guess. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you should order the 3-week Quick Start Pack 2, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you as it works for me. I think it could give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed
me. Hey, folks, I'm talking to Dennis Prager. And now, Dennis, I have to comment. If people are watching this on video, you look like a middle manager in corporate America. You're sitting there with your white shirt with something behind you. It looks like some kind of, I don't know if it's a machine or a file cabinet. It's actually very funny. Where are you, sir?
I am in the ugliest Salem studio in the entire network of Salem Radio.
That's saying a lot. Come on, really?
Yeah, no, it is. That's right. It is saying a lot, and I'm aware of that. Actually, this nondescript closet behind me holds the nuclear codes. That's why it's so nondescript.
I see. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, we're talking about this film that's been made called Trump 2024. It's a documentary. You and I are both in it. I play the role, and people won't believe it, but I play the role of Hitler's half-brother, Alois Hitler, who ran a restaurant in Berlin. The SS would love to go there, and Bonhoeffer and his girlfriend, on their only date, they went there. I play the role of Alois Hitler, and I have a small, people won't recognize me, I have a small World War I upturned mustache. I'm behind the bar cleaning glasses, and I just look around, and then the camera moves on. But you play yourself in this film.
I play the role of a very tall waitress.
It's hard to make me actually laugh. That is very, very, very funny. That is beautiful. In a dirndl that was bought in a shop for transvestites, obviously. Well, let me just ask you, my friend, just to stay on substance here, since we're in danger.
Which is very hard for us.
I know, in danger of getting silly. You and I are in the film Trump 2024 because we believe this is an important election. But did you ever think, and I really am being serious, that we could see what we're seeing now? I mean, on the one hand, you have, I said, the one-man Potemkin village. I mean, have you ever seen a candidate? It's like the Manchurian candidate. No one has any idea whether Joe Biden can think without special drugs or whether he has an opinion or will just say whatever, or who would in fact be running the country if, God forbid, he were elected. You know, that's number one. Number two, we have our cities burning, and we have Democratic leaders effectively doing nothing, seeming to side with the maniacs. We have this COVID thing, which has turned into something like a hoax, because at this point, you would think there would be some sanity about how to deal with it. These are the strangest times that certainly I can remember in my lifetime. And so I'm just wondering, where do you see us going between now and the election?
I don't make predictions. I've always been preoccupied with what do I have to do, not what will happen. I know that I am morally bound to work as hard as possible to see to it that the left does not gain control of the Senate, loses control of the House, and does not make it to the White House. I say I've said this all of my life. I've written a book on it. The book is Still the Best Hope, and it is about the American Trinity. And the left. It's a great, it's a huge explanation of the left. The left, I have studied since a graduate school. I was at the Russian Institute at the School of International Affairs at Columbia, studied Russian. I read Pravda every day. And I never thought that what I learned in my specialty of communism would apply to America. This shocks me. So people should understand everything the left touches, it destroys. Art, music, education, universities, sports, late night television, child rearing, everything the left touches, it destroys. And its biggest challenge has been to destroy America. But they admit it. They say we want to fundamentally transform the United States of America. This is now, Biden has said this over and over. They all now say it in the Democratic Party. You fundamentally transform is the same as destroy. That's what fundamentally transform means.
Well,
now vote accordingly.
We've had some of these Antifa BLM gangs chanting death to America, which is a little bit on the nose. I would tell them just to pull it back slightly.
Right. Death Don't to America. So honest.
It's a little too much, but they're not smart enough to be nuanced. They can't spell nuance. So the fact is we're dealing with something we have never seen before, an open hatred of just about everything that's good. It's really bizarre. My hope is that most Americans are taking notes and will vote, will go to the polls in November.
Eric, one of the things that has actually struck me was this. I also did not expect. I was certain, because of my study of totalitarianism, I was certain that the media could only brainwash a population in an unfree country. And I was wrong. We are now witnessing the brainwashing of a country in a free country, which gives you an idea of how powerful media influence is.
Well, I guess it depends what we mean by free, right? In other words, you and I both know that freedom is something that if I don't govern myself, I can choose wittingly or unwittingly not to be free. I can be governed from without if I don't do certain things. And I feel that, I mean, that's my big thing, is to say that if you want to be free, you have to do some things. If you want not to be free, you don't have to do much. You just have to do what people tell you. But it takes something to be free. And I think that over the last 50 or so years, we have been slowly acclimatized to being less and less free. That's the only way we've gotten to the point where we could be ignorant enough to accept some of the things we're seeing.
Yeah, I know that. Look, another thing I've said constantly, freedom is not an instinct. Freedom is a value. That's the reason we have a liberty bell. We don't have a breathing bell. Breathing comes naturally. Liberty is a value, and people rather be taken care of than be free.
Well, yes, bad people.
People, nice people.
People who lack courage. Well, okay, we're going to go to a break, and we'll come back, and Dennis and I will continue talking about Trump 2024. You can find it at salemnow.com, salemnow.com, a bunch of movies. If you use my code Eric, you get a discount. I hope you'll check it out.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Dennis Prager. We're both in a film called Trump 2024. It's a remake of the Smokey and the Bandit films. You play the role. Who's the big guy? The big guy. I play the Paul Williams part, and you play the big guy, Pat. You know who he is. He was
the big guy, King Kong.
No, he was just one of the great comedy writers of all time. He worked for Johnny Carson, all kinds of people. And you play him, and I play the Paul Williams part. And anyway, it's a fun movie, Trump 2024. It's a kooky thing. We race to see who can be president, and the election is in November. I hope you'll tune in, folks. It's you can go to salemnow.com. Actually, I'm reading it wrong. It's a documentary. Dennis, we appear in a documentary. We play ourselves. If somebody says to you, hey, I don't know what to think anymore, why should I vote for Trump? What do you say to that person?
Well, there's really one issue on the ballot. It's not Trump. It's not Biden. It's left or America. That's it. If you deny that, it's because you don't want to face the reality that the left, not liberals, liberals have loved America. If the Democratic Party were composed of liberals, we would not say this is the most important election in American history or since the Civil War. But it's not. It's composed of leftists, and leftists want to destroy what we have. They think that America is fundamentally evil. I believe America is not only fundamentally good, but we created the most decent society in human history in the United States of America, and they are wrecking it because they can't recognize good if it hit them in the face. To call America systemically racist, who has not been systemically racist? Why aren't there demonstrations in Brazil? Brazil got 12 million African slaves. America got 340,000. The United States got 3 million immigrants from Africa in the last 20 years. 2 million from Africa, 1 million blacks from the Caribbean. Why did they come here if it's systemically racist? Would a Jew move to Iran? Iran is systemically anti-Semitic. Are any Jews leaving France and going to Iran? The Jews of France are leaving France, but they're going to Israel and the United States and Canada. Why don't they go to Iran? Because it is systemically bigoted. America loves black people. Nigerians earn more money than the whites who are told have privileges. What happened to white privilege vis-a-vis Nigerians? Actually, if you're a black who comes to America and your family is intact, you have privilege. It's the privilege of a family and an American. The best two privileges you could have.
Have you ever thought of being a radio talk show host? Because just now, as you rattled off those facts, I thought, I wish I had a job to offer you. You're very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Consider me if there's an opening.
I will, because I'm about to jump out the window. You can have my job, sir. No, actually, you've got a much better job than I. You've been doing this for so long. You've got zillions of listeners. How many stations are you on at this point, Dennis? Really, you're just all over the world.
Yeah, you know what? Well, between PragerU and the radio show, I do feel it's all over the world. I'm very touched.
It is all over the world.
But you know what? It's a race against time.
Yeah.
We have a billion views at PragerView. I have millions of listeners. And still, we're talking about the very real possibility that America, as America, will be destroyed. So I'm torn.
I understand. Well, listen, the God of Scripture commands us to be hopeful, to do the right thing. You know
and
that,
you know
and I
what?
Know that.
The God of Scripture said one thing to humans more than any other. Do not be afraid.
Amen. We're going to have to leave it there. My friend Dennis, thank you so much. I just want to say, folks, please check out salemnow.com. Everything there, you can get a discount if you use my name, Eric, but we're talking specifically about this documentary, Trump 2024. Please check it out. And again, Dennis, thank you.
My friend.